This is Twit.
I'm very curious about this one and a little uptight about it. The company announced the Helm Personal Server, and it is one of the things we talked about in the past. Certainly, I mean, going all the way back to the screensavers 1,000 years ago, is the challenge of running your own. Like, you may want the privacy of running your own email server, but you have to not screw it up. And this is interesting because they're basically selling you a chunk of hardware for $499. It's $100 a year or $99 a year for the service after the first year. And it gets a static IP address from Helm's gateway service and then configures an email server you can run out of your house. And it gives you your own personal email provider in a box for $499. And I was kind of fascinated by that. And, you know, they basically say they can't access your emails. Everything's SSL TLS. You know, it's not going to work with your current email address. If you don't have a custom domain right on Gmail or Yahoo Mail or Hotmail or Outlook, you're going to have to create a new email address. If you have a custom email address, you can use it with your current email address. I was kind of fascinated by it.
It's not that big of a device either, actually. That picture on the circuit breaker, it's sitting next to a cell phone on a kitchen counter, and it's actually like not that large of a thing. Interesting. You can just kind of sit it next to your router somewhere in your house. If you're one of those people that wants your data to be on all things you control, but you kind of don't want to deal with the hassle of trying to maintain and operate your own email server, this is for you, right? As far as email servers go, if it's just a personal email server, it doesn't need to be this insane piece of hardware.
Yeah. And it also, it kind of brings it back to when we talk about VPNs. It's like, well, you know, do you trust Helm? If you trust Helm, you're great. It seems to be a very thoughtfully designed product. It's got a battery on board, so if there's power outage, it's supposed to gracefully shut itself down. Power returns, it'll turn itself back on. It can't deliver emails to you, but they're basically saying, they remind you that email servers, if they try to send you and your server's not there, the sender's email server will probably retry. Over time. I thought that was kind of fascinating.
Email protocol is pretty robust for that sort of thing. Because you get outages on the internet, just generally speaking, and emails still make it where they're going. So that's not a huge concern, really.
And they actually automatically do encrypted backups of it so that, if your Helm is stolen or, goes down in a house fire or you lose it,
doing the backups for you? Like they're housing the backups?
Quote, backups are encrypted with a key that only you have. So, that's part of that $99 a year service fee.
That's not bad.
No.
Really?
No. No, I'm actually kind of impressed.